In 80 years, in 80 weeks, we bring you back to 1986 and one of the best-loved Bulgarian children's TV series, Vasco da Gama, od selu Rupča.
Тече, всичко тече, времето няма бряг и не влече, няма как. И тъй, всяко момче, всъщност е бъдещ мъж, поет или моряк. Всеки малък мъж мечтае миг поне да е силен и сам, а моретата не са до колене, дори на голям. Растем и пак ще растем, но заедно с теб, приятел с теб съм днес и утре и до край. Въпрос на мъжка чест, не на игра.
The year was 1986. After 3 years spent in filmmaking and many difficulties, the TV series Vasco da Gama od selu Rupča was shown by the Bulgarian National Television. Film director Dimitar Petrov is known for his ability to work with children, amateur actors. His first film was named The Captain, followed by some emblematic Bulgarian children's movies such as Hedgehogs Are Born Without Spines, A Dog in a Drawer, etc. Dimitar Petrov often partnered with Moris Yomtov and Marko Stoichev, also known under the joint pen name Mormarevi Brothers. They first met back in the remote 1953 at the Bulgarian National Radio. They worked at the Foreign Language Service. In fact, this was Marko's first paid job. At first, they had no intentions to write for children's films. We have been always interested in present-day problems and being humorists, we have been always looking for the funny things in life. However, one day we found out that the children's point of view was extremely appropriate in filmmaking, brothers Mormarevi later recalled. The authors had the opportunity to show through child-related themes the uncomfortable truth about the dark side of the socialist life, polished with propaganda such as party connections and privileges, which sent some pupils to elite foreign language schools. The main characters of the TV series Vasco da Gama od selu Rupča, Vasco, Zhenya, Fori, and their classmates from the 7th B grade were about to face this reality, but before that, they experienced an unforgettable summer at the seashore filled with tomfooleries, bombastic bets, and tireless rivalry, linked with the first love thrills. Vasco was a lively and intelligent child. His father worked as a sailor and his mother was pregnant with her third child. He was roaming across the streets of Bulgaria's sea capital Varna with his friend Zhenya and tried to conquer the heart of a girl named Tinchito. Zhenya was a plump guy, a son of Bulgarian conductor who often punished his sluggish son with his baton. Zhenya liked to eat, wander around the streets with Vasco and do a lot of fooleries with him. The story of the TV series circulated around a leaky boat. When Vasco and Zhenya found the boat, they decided to repair it but needed some money for the purpose. However, Vasco's rival, Fori, was the only one who could find enough money. The armistice between the two boys lasted until they tried to sail this boat. Unfortunately, the boat sank because it was covered with dozens of holes. Later, the rivalry between Vasco and Fori resumed. Now let us listen to the dialogue between Vasco and Zhenya when they found the leaky boat preserved at the Bulgarian National Radio Golden Archives.
И какво смяташ да я правим?
Ще стегнем. Ще стегнем на боя. Знам какво си мислиш. То пак се фука.
Не съм си помислил даже. Но е голям щупеняк, няма да е бентабилен.
След таки ги пускаш. Ще видиш. Може и мотор да изложим.
To make the whole story more intriguing, Zhenya decided to run away from home. In protest against his masterful father, he offered Vasco to sail away with him. Vasco's father and Zhenya's brother worked on Elena ship, which was meant to take the children away from home. However, Zhenya was filled with fear in the last moment, and Vasco sneaked onto the ship alone, wearing a suitcase and his friend's guitar. And he sailed away indeed. The boy's adventure ended well, although not the way he planned. Later, the summer ended and Vasco, Zhenya and Fori went again to school, and their summer experience remained in their memories only. Celebrated Bulgarian actor Ivan Laskin, who studied back then at the 7th high school in Sofia, played his first main role in this TV series. During the shooting of the series, he missed classes for nearly 2.5 years and provoked the jealousy of his classmates. He was the only child from the TV series Vasco da Gama od Selo Rupča, who continued his career in cinema and theater and later became one of the most celebrated Bulgarian actors, although he is known for his naughty character. Georgi Markov was Fori in this series, who later graduated cinematography at the National Academy for Theatre and Film Arts. Now he is a popular director of music videos, cameraman and photographer. In 8 years, in 80 weeks, today we brought you back to 1986, when one of the best-loved Bulgarian children's TV series, Vasco da Gama od Selo Rupča, was released.
Времето няма бряг и ни влече няма как. И тъй, всяко момче, всъщност е бъдещ мъж, поет или моряк. А морякът иска да е капитан, смел капитан. Капитанът иска да е Магелан, поне Магелан. Расте и пак ще расте, но заедно с теб. Приятел с теб съм днес и утре и до край. Въпрос на мъжка чест, не на игра.